Okay, I'd like to give the share today on Havdalah, and the leitmotif is going to be comparing it and contrasting it with Kiddush. Now, there's a lot of material here. I've given this share different places, you know, each time I stress different aspects, but ein beis medrash b'lo Kiddush, so as the shiur will develop, we'll see how certain things get emphasized. So let's begin. The Gemara in Perek Arvei Psachim has a very famous derivation for Kiddush al Hayayin. That's in Yomar Makomos. It's number one. Gemara in Psachim Kufav Manala. Zachar is Yom Shabbos al Kacho. Zachreyu al Hayayin. Now here, the Rabbi Biknisa Sol, there's actually a question in the Girsa whether that word should be there. But anyway, so the Gemara continues. En yela balayla bayom minayin. We know we make kiddush at night. How do you know you have to make kiddush by day as well? Tamalomar zachar es yom hashabbos. So it's a question. How exactly? What's the proof? But here, as we will see, this idea of yom as a 24-hour period and yom as meaning day as opposed to night. Bayom my mavarech. I'm Rav Yudah bar Priyagafen. Okay, now, question is this Doraisa? You actually have to drink wine for Kiddush? This is a major machlokes. So, we'll begin with the Rambam. That's the second mokor. Rambam Hichol Shabbos Perchotes Lacha Aleph states as follows. Mitzvah Zasei Min HaTorah L'Kadesh Es Yom HaShabbos Bidvarim. Mida Oraisa. What you do to sanctify the Shabbos is express words, not necessarily over wine, over bread, over anything, just words. Shenemar, zachar, and zachar here doesn't mean to remember, it means to verbally pronounce, like we would say in the Hifi, lahazkir. Zachar is yom ha-Shabbos l'kacheyu, kolomar, zachreyu zachiras shevach v'kiddush. You have to praise and sanctify Shabbos, Rav Kapach, in his versions of the Rambam, pointed out that the Yemenite manuscripts don't have Shevach, but Shabbos, which parenthetically solves a lot of problems. You have to mention, and this is Shabbos, that it is holy. Then the Rambam finally makes an equation between Kiddush and Havdalah, which is our focus. V'tzarech l'zachreyu b'knisaso u'b'tziyaso. You have to verbally proclaim Shabbos at its inception. Biknisaso ubitziyaso. Biknisaso bikiddush hayom ubitziyaso behavdala. So, clear implication that according to the Rambam, not only kiddush is da'araisa, but havdala is da'araisa as well. But what you have to do mi da'araisa in both cases is merely say words. If you look in Sefer HaMitzvos, that's not in your sheets, but Sefer Mitzvot, Simen Kuf Nun Hei, the Rambam emphasizes this to an even greater degree. I'll read it. This, of course, the Rambam, of course, wrote Sefer Mitzvot in Judeo-Arabic, but this is one of the translations. This is the Frankel edition here. V'mitzvah Kuf Nun Hei, he shetzivanu l'kadesh es ha-Shabbos, v'leimor dvarim b'knisaso u'b'tziyaso. So right away, he has this binary idea. Naskir bam godel hayom hazeh uma'alaso vehi badlo mishai hayomim hakudmim mimenu ba'im acharav. That's very cute. In other words, both on Shabbos and both in Kiddush and Havdalah, you say how Shabbos is different from the weekdays before it and the weekdays after it. For Amro Yisallah, zochas yom Shabbos l'kadsheyu kolomar zochreyu zecher kedusha v'Havdalah. Greatness. V'zuhi mitzvahs kiddush. V'lashon mechilta. Zachar yom Shabbos l'kadsho. Kadsheyo bibracha. Okay, that's very interesting. In other words, bracha, of course, means a, you know, miskeres. Baruch atah Hashem. If you just have kadsheyo bidvarim, you know, you imagine you could just say Shabbos is great. So, all right, it's a question whether this idea of bibracha is itself also to arise or not. If it is, and that's the Netziv's view. We'll come to that shortly. So it's a little more. It's not just saying Shabbos is great. It has to be a misgeris, which you say Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. Again, let's read this line again. V'lashon Mechilta Zachos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho Kadsheo Bibracha. And then it says Ubibir Amru Zachreo Al Hayayin. Okay, now here we have to add something very important methodologically. Someone might think everything the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos is Daraisa. If you would take that position, then we have a problem, because Zachrei Al Hayayin, one would then deduce that Al Hayayin also is Daraisa, which we know, as I shall demonstrate, the Rambam certainly disputes. Ram says Al Hayayin is only Midrabanan, Midibre Sofrin. So I think the correct approach here is to assume, as can be demonstrated in many other places and many other cases, that by the time the Rambam finishes discussing a mitzvah and sefer mitzvos, he will add certain rabbinic additions. Anyway, but let's finish. And then he emphasizes again, Kolomar Havdala Shu Gam Kain Chelik Mizchiras Shabbos Mutukenes Umitzvasa. And then he goes, says, we explain this in various places. By his form, Mr. Say, Mr. Zub Sob Sachim, we will call most Brachos the Shabbos. Now, just to prove that the Rambam holds that Al Hayayin, both by Kiddush and then certainly by Havdal only be Midrabanan, look at reference number 4 in your sheets of Maran Makomos. That's the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, Perichov Tes, Halach Vav. Midivrei Sofrim, right, which standard in the Rambam means only Midrabanan, Lekadesh Al Hayayin, Lahavdil Al Hayayin. So the Rambam keeps the equation. Midaraisa, it is Kiddush and Havdalah with words, and perhaps words in the context of Bracha, but just words. Midrabanan, you have to have both Kiddush and Havdalah al Yayin. The Afa Pisha, then he adds, we'll see this very important by Havdalah. The Afa Pisha Hibdil Bitfila, even though we say Atachon Antanu, and you are Mavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol and Davening, nonetheless also, Sarech Lahavdil al Kos. Then he says, Omeyacha Sheyavdil V'yomer Ben Kodesh L'chol, Mutalo Lasos B'locha Afa Pisha Hibdil al Kos. By the way, parenthetically, you know, Rav Soloveitchik on Racha had a very beautiful mahalach that, you know, the Havdalah is matir two things. It's matir the malacha, and it's matir sa'uda, and at least synchronically, by the time you get to the end of the Gemara, that's what both Havdalah b'tfila and Havdalah b'kos accomplish. Havdalah b'tfila accomplishes a now the head of Bimlacha. Havdalah ala kos accomplishes that now you have a heter su'uda. And that's how the Rav has explained. I mean, there are a few minor variations, but it's basically the same. Rav Shurkin explains this, and Rabbi Reichlin and his Sfarim explains it, and I believe someone Rav Shachtel also. They all come basically down to the same idea, because it's a very strange Gemara that says if you forget Atochan Antanu, and then you also forget and eat before making Havdalah L'kos, at least Rabbeinu Yonah understands, they give you a knas, and you have to daven again, and then make Havdalah. Why should that be? So the Rav explained as follows, that way it comes out is that Havdalah b'tfila takes care of the Issur Malacha. That's the matter for the Malacha. Havdalah b'kos takes care of the Su'udah. So what happens, what's it then if you forget Atochan Antanu? So the rule is that Havdalah b'kos then takes care of both. But that's only if the Havdalah b'kos is not paguma. But if you did a second mistake, and not only did you forget Atochan Antanu, and you ate before Havdalah al kos, so this Havdalah al kos that you are about to say is it's already defective. So that's how he explains Rabbeinu Yonah, that there's a knas, and now you have to daven again, and that'll take care of the matir for malacha, and then Abdullah alakos. I might come back to that a little later. What?
I thought you already made Abdullah.
No. You ate. That means you dav in that achon antanu. Yeah. No. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara says that we paskin that if you forget atochan antanu regularly, you do not have to go back. It's not like yalav yavo. In other words, there's a Gemara that's okay. If we'll get to that a little later. I just began to discuss this because it pertains to reference 4, reference 6. That's the Gemara that says, originally. We can read reference 6. Let's see. Amalei Rav Shammar Avla Rav Yochanan Michli Ashenin Kesegal Tiklam Yisrael Brachos Utfilos Kedushas Vavdalos Nechzei Heichan Tikun Amalei Bitchila Kavua Bitfila Heshiro Kavua Lakos. First they said only Atochan Antanu. Then they got rich and they said you make Avdala Kos. Heanu, they got poor again. Chazur kavua b'tfila. Veim amru hamavda b'tfila. We say nonetheless hamavda b'tfila tzarech also sheyavda l'alakos. So we do both. And then it's marnami amru chibarabam rav yochanan. Ashrei des agdol titlem li yisrael brachos b'tfilas kedushas avdalos b'tchila kavua b'tfila. Right, originally it was only davening heeshiru kavua l'alakos. Chazu v'henu, they got poor again. Those are different historical epochs. Some historical epochs, all you had is atochan antanu. Then other historical epochs, you also had kos. And v'heim amru, l'maisa, hamavdu b'tfilo, also tzar sheyavdu l'ala kos. You have to do both. We'll finish the source. It's Barnami, Rav Rav Yosef Mitzvah, hamavdu b'tfilo sheyavdu l'ala kos. Okay, then we'll skip the business of Allah Hiskei Geshamim. So, anyway, so the point is, later on, the Gemara then says, but what happens if you're Tah? So we say, you do not have to go back if you just forget Atochan Antanu. So, how does that work? So if you forget Atochan Antanu, the Havdalah Ala Kos takes care of whatever you need to take care of. Yes?
He's asking, how can you light the candle?
That's a very interesting question, right? But we say you should say Baruch Hamavda. Now Lamaisa, the question is if B'diyevet Tzon does even say Baruch Hamavdil, question is, would it be like a Gita V'yod, a Baruch Ke'echa, that the Havdol itself shops the Heter like that? Because the impact of the Rav's Chiddush is that again, that the Yeved, generally, the Havdol al-Kos takes care of both the Matir for Malacha aspect and the Matir for Su'udah aspect, right? But if you then forgot Atochan Antanu and ate before Havdalah, now the Havdalah Kos certainly could do that. So even if you'd claim you would, you know, B'dieved be allowed to then just make Havdalah and that would take care of both, but since it's already Paguma that doesn't work, then you have to have the Atochan Antanu to take care of the lacha. So we'll come back to another aspect of that before. No, but that's a very interesting point about the actual mavdil ben kodesh l'chol. Now lemaisa, let's now bring it back here. So you see from this Gemara that there were certainly times historically when there was no havdalah alakos at all. So, see, according to the Rambam, that says the equation Zochreyu al Hayayin biknisaso ubitziyaso only pertains to words, we have no problem because that's the din mida oraisa. The problem is if you're going to claim, and there are those that claim that mida oraisa kiddush and avdala are more. This leads us to two other positions. Remarkable view of Tosfos and Psachim Daf Kuvav, that they say as follows, that for all matzino lemeimar, this is Tosfos and Psachim Kuvav, the kiddush ala yayin dvar Torah aval had yom hamavarek tzarech sheyitom zehu midrabanan. That's a remarkable view. Tosfos Shu'as Daf Chaf also says that. I think the best way to explain this is like, you know, like when you make a toast, right? You make a, you want to express something important, you do it over a cup of wine. Not necessarily drink the wine. I remember reading this many years ago about when Nixon went to China, so you know, keep having to toast those, you know, the Mao Zedong and Zhou Enlai. Nixon didn't hold his liquor very well, so he kept having to, he wouldn't drink the thing. But he would say, you know, to an everlasting friendship to the United States and the People's Republic of China over the wine, or whatever it was, the sake, without drinking it. So the question here is as follows. This view becomes, now if you have this view by Kiddush Mela, but if you're going to have the equation between Kiddush and Havdalah, we're going to, you know, like the Rambam has, we're going to be in trouble. Because this certainly was a scenario in history by Havdalah where it was, they were aniyim, and they said there's no din Havdalah al hakos at all, right? Kavua bit tvila. Okay, now certainly the equation between Kiddush and Havdalah, which again is ayam, that's the leitmotif of the shir, the equation can be stronger the less demands you put on Kiddush and Havdalah in the first place. When we come to the famous, remarkable view of the Rebbeim of Rashi that say Kiddush al Hayayin and drinking the wine itself, everything is min haTorah. How can you say that? So, turns out there's one sugya that the Pshuto does support that view, but it takes Rabbeinu Tam to undermine the implication of that sugya by re-explaining it. Let's look at reference 3 in the Mar Makomos. This is the Gemara in Nazir, Daf Gimel Beis. It starts out with a complicated case about someone that wants to only be like half a Nazir. So he writes, the Masisin says, Hareni Nazir mina chatsanim, meaning only chatsanim, mina zogim, right? So he only wants to not have the great skins or the great pits or something like that, or mina tiglachas. I won't take a haircut, but I want to be able to drink as much wine as I can. Or umina tumo. I won't go to a cemetery, but I don't want to observe the other laws of Nazir. So harei ze Nazir v'chol b'duke Nazirus alav. So the Mishnah says that person is a full Nazir. Gemara says, Nasizim lo k'Rav Shimon. The Tanu Rav Shimon omer, eino chai b'chiyoto mikulam. A person will not be a Nazir unless he actually doesn't, says, I will not go to a cemetery and I will not drink any wine or wine products, and I will not cut my hair. Rabbanan Amri, no. Afil Nazar Ela Machadin Havi Nazar. My time is Rav Shimon. Amakra Bikol Sheyasem Migechem Hayayin Bichar Tzanim Ad Zog. Point is, you only are a Nazar if you abstain from everything. The drush is from the word Mikol. So Rabbanan my time, Amakra Miyayin V'Sheicher Yazir. So their drush is, even if it's only a partial Naziris, that works. Okay, now we're getting to the, get ready, we're getting to the point that's relevant for us. Rav Shimon Ami Yatsid, Miyayin V'Sheikh Yazir, Humi Barile, Lesor Yayin Mitzvah Ki Yayin Rishus. No, Rav Shimon says, you're not a Nazir unless you do everything. So what does the point of the Gzeris HaKosuv, Miyayin V'Sheikh Yazir, teach us? Something else, that a Nazir is not allowed to have any wine, not only, you know, secular wine from a party, but even mitzvah wine. What's that case? Mahi kedusha v'avdalta. According to this line, if a person claims, I will be a nazir, he would not be allowed to drink the wine of Kiddush or the wine of Havdalah. And the word says, wait a minute, that doesn't work. Hare mushba v'omeid mehar Sinai. How can we claim that the Gemara, how can we claim that the Pasuk teaches us a chiddush that a nazir would not be allowed to drink mitzvah wine, i.e. the wine of Kiddush and Avdalah. That can't be, because he's already commanded by the Torah to drink it. So this seems to be, you know, like same basketball, a slam dunk. This seems to be a clear proof that midaraisa, not only do you have to do bidvarim, not only do you have to do it al hayayin, the way Tosfos himself said, but you actually have to drink the wine. And then the Gemara seems to accept this in the Muzad. What's the case? Which it's yayin mitzvah that he's not allowed to drink? That'll be if a guy, if he had made a shavua not to to drink wine, and then he has a nazirus not to drink wine, that for whatever reason, it's actually a complicated topic in and of itself, we will not discuss that now, but the nazirus overrides the shvua. El hi adam arava shvua she'es shtev ha'ma ha'reni nazir as nazirus chayla al shvua. So this seems to be a very strong proof that midaraisa, you have to drink. You have to drink the wine, and moreover, it says kedusha vavdalta. So, in other words, you would take that equation, then you would have to drink of the wine havdalah. But that can't be, because we just saw the Gemara Brachos that says that you know Chazal can make exceptions or leniencies on rabbanans, but you don't say because we're poor, we don't have to take buy a lulav anymore. So Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos and Nazir reinterprets the entire Gemara. He says it's not to be read as a declarative statement saying Fari Mushbov Omei Mar Sinai. It's an interrogative statement. It's a question. Wait a minute. How can you say that the point of the din, the Araisa, that a Nazir would not only be not allowed to drink Yayin Rishus, he would even not be allowed to drink Yayin Shel Mitzvah, is the case of Kedusha Vavdalta, Mushba V'Omid Mar Sinai, you of course not. Oh, so Rabbeinu Tam and his brilliance just turns everything around. So that saves the situation. Rabbeinu Tam says that you don't read that line. No, it would be absurd to claim that that's the pshat of the pasuk, because nobody would be so foolish as to say that drinking wine of Kiddush or drinking wine of Havdalah is the Araisa. Now, it's not in the Makoros, but in Tosa Rush, in Masech, yeah?
I mean, there are limitations on how much money you have to spend for an assay.
So right.
An assay the Rabbanon, right? You're not not a chomish even for the Araisa.
I understand, but again, it's like the breezy way which it's just it said, you know, henu, like we read before, henu kavu b'tfila, doesn't seem, in other words, I think in Sefer Yashar, Rabbeinu Tamik says, this whole Gemara, it's clear that the whole chiyuv aliyah in the first place is drabonim. That's the simple reading of it.
Right.
Tosem Rosh HaMasech is Nase, they quote, this was a hotly disputed point, because Rashi's Rebbeim apparently were of the opinion that it is the Raisan, and they quote famous, but Rav Kolonimus Ish Romi, came from Rome up to the area where Rashi Rabbein were, and they started to discuss this. And one point in the discussion there, they said, wait a minute, even if I grant you that by Kiddush, you would have said that Al Hayayin is the Araisa and you'd have to drink the wine, you can't say this by Havdalah because of our Gemara here in Brachos. So in other words, the extreme position of Rashi's Rebbeim that Kiddush Al Hayayin and drinking the wine is the Araisa just simply cannot be extended to Havdalah. So at that point, like there's one of two ways. Either maybe you could say some type of svara of what's called agav gura. You know, sometimes the Gemara has a list of items that usually go together, and sometimes the just simply by force of habit of rote, the second item doesn't really count in this specific case. For example, we just had Yevamis and Daf Yomi grusha v'chalutza. So in Daf Mem Dalet, I think there's a discussion when it says grusha v'chalutza l'kohen, right? So that's not necessarily for chalutza, it's not d'oraisa. There's one opinion that chalutza will be d'oraisa. Good. So you're going to say every single Mishnah and Shas is going to have according to that. Pashup Shat, like the Gemara says, it's agav grora. So if you, I think the most you could do to save the situation for the sheet of Rashi's Rebbein is to admit the case of Havdalah, that certainly is Drabanan, and say it's mentioned here, agav grora. But that reinforces the thesis that we started with, that the more you stress Zachrei B'knisaso U'bitziaso, the higher your demands are with Kiddush, what you have to do, the less feasible it is to also have that strength of the equation B'knisaso U'bitziaso. Okay, I'd like to move, yeah?
According to the Mandam Rohod, Katsi Makabal Zerus,
yeah,
is okay. So is that only on the Kabbalah, or is he carrying it out? In other words, if he says, I only don't want to get a haircut, and therefore I'm a Kabbalah Mazirus through that.
So not Mazirus at all.
So that's it, and then he can drink wine? Or is there anyone...
No. So at least from these things, it's like a double or nothing. There's no one that says the hair, because again, by Mazirus, that's the whole point. It's an all or nothing. Right. A guy could take a shvuah, I don't say a haircut, or... So as far as
so
I understand,
but he said Nazirus is makabel. So what's makabel? The whole Nazirus?
Yeah. The halos, right? The whole halos happens.
So everything happens.
Yeah, right. Okay, now I want to bring to a remarkable sheet of the Nitziv. I once heard about this many years ago from Rav Schechter, and when you look it up, it's just amazing. This is not in our makoros, but I'll supplement it with what I have here. Let's stop in the Bahag. Bahag has innocent language. Just like the Gemara says by Havdalah. It says, Hamavdu b'tfila tzorch sheyavdu l'alakos. So the Bahag and a whole host of Gaonim have this language that even though you made Kiddush in davening, you still have to make Kiddush alakos also. Very interesting. Again, so the Nitziv has a remarkable claim. He says it over and over in various books of his. Here's, for example, in Parashat Mechilta. He says that when we say midaraisa, it's bidvarim. It doesn't mean in the middle of the day you say, oh God, I'm so happy it's Shabbos. And it doesn't even mean Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos. It means in the miskeres of tefillah. That's a remarkable, remarkable idea. Okay, and for example, in his Parish of Mechilta, he says, Ibra the Tefillah Hu HaKiddush, and now he cites a very famous Magen Avraham. So again, still words, you don't need any, doesn't have to be over a cup of wine, you still don't have to drink the wine, but it's words in davening. Now here he quotes a very famous Magen Avraham, we'll come to it in a few minutes, but now I'll just say the headline. Magen Avraham says, Mida Araisa, every person that davens in shul, Myrid, is Yotze Kiddush. So that gets the whole issue of Stam Lishma, Mesir Chizkabon, and things like that. But the question is like as follows. Women are Chayav in Kiddush also. Why? That's what Rabbi says. The Gemara Brachot Chal from the base, Zachar B'Shamar, Kosher Yeshla B'Shmira, Yeshla B'Zachira. Right? I mean, it's an exception to the rule of Mitzaseh Shizman Grama. It's an exception to the exception. So the question then becomes with the Dagal Mervava, meaning the Noda Behuda, asks on the Magen Avraham, and it becomes a very exciting topic, Lad Vachronim, wait a minute. If I'm Chayav and you're Chayav, so I could be Motzi you. So a husband is Motzi, the wife in the Kiddush. But if someone's only Chayav on the Drabanan level, you cannot be motzi,
right,
someone that's chayv midaraisa, right? Yeah, Tov's had discussion by Megillah. Let me just present the issue. So he discussed the whole issue of arvos. Hang on. So the question. So Tosus in Megillah has the whole discussion. Maybe a trade rabbanon. If you're a katan in Megillah, you could be motzi chad rabbanon. But certainly, rabbanon cannot be motzi a daraisa. Oh, so how do we understand what is going on after you have made Kiddush in davening? Is it that you're Yotzei the Derais already, and all you are Chayav is Derabanan? Oh, So now, as far as arvos, that's the whole discussion whether nashim are bichlal arvos. That's the whole rush in the third perek. So let's just say that might not be the answer here. So the Netziv knows this, and he says, wait a minute. You are yotzei kiddush midaraisa, and you're yotzei havdalah midaraisa. So I just wanted to say one thing here. I thought the Netziv said that explicitly. I didn't quite find it in his words. I might be mistaken, because he writes this in his parish on the Mechilta. He writes it in his parish on the Shiltos. According to the Netziv, we have a very nice pshat in the beginning of the reference number 6. So it comes out in the beginning when Havdalah was bitfilah, that could be the Daraisa. Right, because in other words, according to the Netziv, the equation Zachreyu b'knisaso u'bitziyaso isn't just words even with a bracha, it's words with a bracha in the context of davening. And then the Tziv goes on, he says that, and don't push me that davening might be contra Ramban, only with Rabbanon. So here it will be Daraisa. He goes on with this, he believes this with all his heart. So that, I think that would be a very interesting new way to view this line. When it says, bitchila kavua bitfila, that's the Daraisa. Midrabanan, they said, okay, you got rich, now we're going to make a din, Havdalah, Alakos. Now let's bring it back to what the Netziv says. There's one problem by saying that Kiddush bitfila is midaraisa, and here again we're going to have to break the equation between Kiddush and Havdalah, because there might be a demand for a Kiddush that does not exist at all for Havdalah. Gemara in the end of Arei Pesachim has this idea all the way at the end, not in the beginning of the Perek where they talk about Kiddush, all the way at the end they have this idea that you have to be maskir yitzias mitzrayim in the kiddush. Amar of Achav bar Yaakov, this is Kuf Yitzayim Odeis, v'tzarech sheyaskir yitzias mitzrayim b'kiddush hayom. K'siv hocha l'man tizkoros yom, k'siv hasam tzarech shem shabbos l'katsho. So, question now was raised by the Minchas Chinuch, again, as his one, he's able to raise these new scenarios that people had not really investigated yet. He says as follows: I don't understand Minchas Chinuch right, what everyone is talking about. Magen Avraham said to Yotzei Kiddush and Tefila, and then there's the question: how can we motzi your wife and Arvus, not Arvus? He says as follows. He says, Umemra mufureshes he is that uldidi uldidi tamua ma'od. Kevon de benusach hatfila shalil Shabbos ein onu maskirin yitzias mitzrayim. We say zechil amaseh bereshis, but that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says in Kiddush you have to remember zechil yitzias mitzrayim. So vadai einu yotzei mina Torah klal. And don't say it's a disputed memra. Umemra mufureshes he belicholei. The nilmad bigzera shava al kain vadai im lo hiske bekidush ve'ezen nusach omel kavar yom yitzias mitzrayim ein anu yotzim in a Torah klal ve'ein anu yotzim in a Torah betfilah Shabbos klal v'nistar. Usually you don't really hear an edge from the Minchas Chinuch, but here he likes his voice. V'nistar kol pilpol shala dogel mervava hamagen Avram. I know what they're talking about. You're not yotzei at all. Right. Now he says, yes, if you would have a nusach of Tzias Mitzrayim, okay, so in our nusach we say, Zecher li Tzias Mitzrayim. Avo v'tfilah shel Shabbos, vaday eino yotze klal, dein shom zecher, this is mitzvah lamed aleph. Minchas Chinuch is famous, in Hilchos Shabbos, he has this long digression, Mosach HaShabbos, which he goes through all the 39 malachos, and with amazing bekiyas, tries to analyze the conceptual substructure of every malacha. But before that, he still talks a little bit about Kiddush. So he does ask Abachol, he says again and again, Abachol Shabbos is Hashanah nearly borrowed in the Yotzei B'Tfila, Kevon Deleka Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim, Im Kain, Lo Yotzei Af Min HaTorah. So, the Netziv has something amazing. He says, you know, that Lemaisa, there are other nuschas. He quotes the late Mishonim, the Kolbo. Kolbo might be like just abridgment of the Sefer Orchos Chaim. So he writes in the nusach of Tefillah, V'yesh mosifin bracha zu, kisha omru zeche lemaseh breishis omer v'litzias mitzrayim. So it turns out there was, it's not in our nusach, that's v'chei nami b'yata kidashta at achar v'yichula omrim v'yom ha'shvi ratzisva v'chidashto chemdas yomim osa kurosa zeche lemaseh breishis v'litzias mitzrayim elkenon chayvoseinu, etc. v'chei nami B'chol tfilos, Shabbos, Maskir, and Tzias Mitzrayim, and he has a viraya, Lemevin, Mikdusha, the Kasa, Shona Maskir, and Shnehem. This is brilliant. In other words, we say in our Kiddush Friday night, Zechel Maseh Bereishis, and Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim. Let me tell you. So the Kolbo says, he says, some people say that's in the Nusach Tfilah. So the Netziv says, okay, even if you will claim that the need for to say, Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush is a daraisa, but ideally you should have had it. He says v'chi tema ha be'idan zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim b'Kiddush kibisa p'sachukup yudzayin amud beis in hachi nami. Right, and then you know there's another wild tziv which I'm not going to get to the whole thing now, but. We certainly, at the very least, we paskin by Kiddush, right? If you just don't make Kiddush at night, if you can't do it, for whatever reason, you would make Kiddush by day, right? In the Tzlosa. Remember, he says that's the Doraisa. So he says we have it. Unbelievable. Now, so it's absolutely illuminating. Then, Al-Kaparna, Ladasa, Mechilta, etc., right? And, I'll get to another point in the Netziv momentarily. So my point here is as follows. So again, no one will claim, though, you need Nusav Zechel, Tzias Mitzrayim, and the Havdalah. So there, once again, to the extent that we add on more halachos in the Kiddush, we have to weaken the link between Kiddush and Havdalah. Now, parenthetically, about this idea of Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim, such a strong question, so let me just give you two other answers that are given la halacha. So, in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, should have it here, this is where the Magen Avram gives the whole idea that we have to have Nashim Chayavos be Kiddush Hayom Afalpi Shul Mitzvah Seishes Ban Grama Shum the Iskish Zachar Lishamar V'Hani Nashi Hovis B'Shmir B'Zechira. So the Magen Avraham writes Kosev HaRabam Perachavtes Kiddush Hayom D'Raisa B'Lo Yayin Rabbanan Tikdu Al Yayin V'Nir Ali D'Mida Araisa B'Kiddush Omer B'Tfila Sagi D'Kroch Siv Zachar Siyom HaShavis L'Kacho V'Avi Zachar Also. And Kiddush Malkum Sud is the Rabbanon. So Mishabrua in Be'er Halacha has one interesting suggestion. He says, when we say tefillah, tefillah doesn't have to mean, you know, Shemona Esrei. So in other words, again, right. So in other words, just like, for example, there is a cloak, we say treif. Well, I was telling my son, oh, elephant is treif. Yeah, technically it's Behemoth Tmeya. It's Behemoth Tmeya, which is a min. There's a nevela, which is a kosher min, but it died. And this trefo, which is a kosher min, didn't die, but when you shechted it, had lung disease or one of other machlos, that was tref. So in other words, there's a technical, precise mean and a colloquial meaning. So Mishabura says, maybe tefillah just means davening. So of course, you have all over Brikos Kriyas Shema, you have Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim. That's one way out. Another way out was suggested by the Torah Tamima in Parshas Yisro. Just had it yesterday. Torah Tamima says, amazing. He says, I just can't believe this idea that he had the Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim. So he says, you know, the Gemara in Pesachim, the Hacha and the Hasam is reversed. It says, See Hacha, Mantis, Kosham, Teskam, Sarim, Koyim, Mechayecha, Uksiv Hasam Zachar Soma Shabbos L'Kadsho. He says, you know what I think, right? You know, I say, I think this din that you have to be maski zechir sias mitzrayim is not a din in every kiddush v'cholotar kula. It's only a din in kiddush the night of Pesach. Wow, that's an amazing view. And then he shows from the Gaonim. Some Gaonim did have a very elongated, flowery nusach of kiddush the first night of Pesach. Okay, so that's an amazing shot there. Okay, now let's move a little bit to more issues on Havdalah. Now, according to the Rambam, the Chiyuv Havdalah, as we have seen, is again the second half, Zochrei B'Knisaso, Zochrei B'Knisaso. If you look at footnote 7, there's a whole different makor for Havdalah, and Ramosha, which again breaks the equation. Ramosha Feinstein has unusual nafkamina from this. Look at footnote 7, Amar of Yochanan, Kol Mavdal Yam Motoi Shabbosos, Havim Lo Bonim Sacharim. Okay. Dichsiv, Lahavdil Bein HaKodesh Ubein HaChol. That's a pasuk in Parsha Shmini. Uksiv Hazal Lav Ben Atar, Tomei Latar, Samachal Isha Kisazriya. Okay, so this you'd say, okay, it's, you know, it's in the gods, it's not, but Lamaisa, this might be the source for a very, very interesting din. There's a machlokes whether women are chayavos, midarais, and havdalah or not. Let's look at footnote 8. Nashim chayavos b'havdalah, kishem chayavos b'kiddush. V'yesh misha chole. Okay, and therefore, now, what's the chiluk? So again, the lumnus is like this. We'll see him by Rav Moshe Feinstein in a minute. If you say it's a din of Zachweya b'kisaso ubitziaso, that means it's subsumed under the rubric of Zachar. So therefore, women are chayiv in Kiddush, chayiv in Havdalah also. But if you say women are only chayiv in Havdalah, right? The only marker would be this pasuk lahavdil, or anyone is only chayiv because of lahavdil. So this is an Aseishas Ban Grama. The exception to the rule of Aseishas Ban Grama doesn't come in here. Let's read source 9. Shuk Yiglamosha Cheltal Simen Kuf Hine Kozov. Hine Kozov Rama Perchta Zechol Shabbos Lach Yitches Vasmag Bisasei Chavtes Shatam Shemakashem Meyantiv Mnei Shagam Hunikra Shabsos Hashem. Right, this, by the way, a parenthetic remark, there is a major dispute between the Magen Mishnah on the one hand and all the Briskos on the other hand. We say the equation between Kiddush and Havdalah. So Zachar b'Knisaso, Zachar b'Tziaso. What about in Yontif? Well, the Pasuk says Zachar Yom HaShabbos. So the Rambam says, yeah, they're all called Shabsos Hashem. So the Magen Mishnah says, Badai, this is only Midrabanan. So, Sefer Emek Bracha quotes Revel Soloveitchik. And I heard from Rav Lichtenstein that the Rav also felt that way, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, maybe this equation is a Dereis equation. So that's also an amazing machlokes. And then, you're going to have a problem, as we'll see in a minute. If you have an equation between Kiddush and Havdalah Dereisa, then you have the equation between Shabbos and Yontif Dereisa, then it would come out that Havdalah at the Yontif also should be Dereisa. Then, you might have problems. We'll come to that in a minute. Let's just first read the piece by Rav Moshe Feinstein. The Mekayim B'Zochsei of Shabbos L'Kadsho. The Afim Asmach D'Rabbanon He K'Moshe Kotzav Shal Magid Mishnah. So look at this. Halo Niskal Muchliyavei Mitzvot Shel Shabbos V'Nashim Bichlal. That's very, very interesting. So women, maybe a Chayav on Kiddush on Yontif, right? Even if you'd say it's a drabanan, but drabanan it's subsumed under the rubric of zachar, but it's not like the case of havdalah. Lo dami la smach la havdalah, the poter archos chayim, who is shehu ayesh mishacholik the mishachon aruch, right? Because then she'ein asmach da mikra e de shabbos ela mikra de la havdil b'shvus daf yudches. It's no longer a shabbos din. This is an amazing conceptual idea. What is Havdalah? Is Havdalah a Shabbos din? you close Shabbos, or no? It's a after Shabbos din. So after Shabbos din, there's no makkah to mechayiv the women in Abdallah. Because of Maka Mishrish Perchotesh, Ochain, so the Kemish Usman Grama, Avshu Chiyav Chadosh, right? Doesn't matter, Mikosh Yashu Mishri Yashu Sidosh, and who rack the Kiddush, who Mikra Zachu, who Kekish Lishmar, the low Behavdallah. That's an amazing idea. That's the Hezber. Shane Slubi Shmir Shabbos, Darehu Mikra Dilahavla Pasha Shmini. Even if you'll say that women are Chayav, not only on a Kiddush that's the Raisa, or something which is Drabanon, but Yantif is subsumed on the Zachar. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kacho, so Zachar on Shabbos, and Midrabanon will say, on one, from one perspective, all Yom Tovim are called Shabbos, and that's also. But Abdallah, you don't make it. She'el Goshach L'Shmir Shabbos. V'zehu Kavonas Orchaz Chaim Shevi V'Beis Yosef. De'ein Abdallah Tzui V'Shmir Shabbos El HaSachu Akra. Hano kra acher al kiddush beyantif af im hu asmachta da min nikru gam yantif blush on shavsos Hashem. Oh, beautiful. Hare hu asmachta gam lahakish lishmira da bishvila shmimim lach likrei shabbosos. What do you mean all yantif is called Shabbos? That seems to be nonsense. But no, all yantovim have an abstention from work. And from that perspective, they are called Shabbos. Not all work. Ochel nefesh, of course, is mutter. But Harisha is the lesser, right? So the Avim who asmachta whom the Kral Yantav and Lashav Sashem are asmachta gam hakis shemir the Bishvila Shemir lachem the Kushabzos. Lachem, here it is, full lines from the bottom. Yesh lachayav nashim gam be kiddush yantav. Women shouldn't make kiddush on yantav. Af im kiddush yantav who rak midrabanan af la orchos chayim. Okay, but there's a split now between kiddush and Abdullah. And begam yesh raya mehoda chayavos bekidush shalel pesach shu'echam mi'arba kosos. Right, v'docha klomer shemeshuna kiddush zu mishar kiddush shayantif. He doesn't like that idea. That would like knock out, I think, the Torah Tumimah's idea. Okay, v'lochein ish akvar kiddush yachol akashish vil hanashim knows on yantif the same rules. What you mentioned before about arbus, and then also the dinam v'asol ish alechol lifnei. Kiddush the Yantif.
How can they take the Makar of Lahavdil and ignore what the Rambam said that there's a chiyuv to do both the Knesset?
Okay, so that's an interesting question. You see, the Rambam, there's actually a discussion. We don't have an explicit source that says Knesset or B'tiyaso. If you look in that sugya in Nazir Daf Dalid on the Perush HaMayuch L'Rashi, he seems to have like the first half. He says, Zachreyu Biknisaso, and they said something like Eliyahu B'chulu. So we don't know. I have a Sefer HaMitzvos here. In Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam, you know, he quotes the Mechilta, but it's not in our version of the Mechilta either. The Mechilta says Zachreyu Biknisaso, right? So in other words, it's not a universal view that you have that equation, right? That's the Rambam's pronouncement, that we equate Kiddush and Havdalah. So that's again, in the Mechilta, there's another point. The Mechilta has something else, you know, that says Biknisaso. Our text don't have B'tiyaso. The Mechilta does do something which the Netziv also gets into. Now, our Gemara, Lefib Shuto, source number one, says it's Ainli Ella Balaila, right? Bayom Minayin. But if you look in the Gemara, that's only the Maskana. The beginning of the Gemara actually had said the opposite. So, in Kuvavim and Aleph, it says Zachar Shom Shabbos Lekacho. Zachreel Yayin. Ain liela bayom balaila minayin. Tamalomo Zachzio Mashabas Lakacho. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Balaila minayin? Adraba. Ika kedusha balailahu kaddish. Right? Kaddish tchilas yamaboyla kedushe. Right? The holiness, in terms of abstention from work, starts, we in Judaism, laila holechachar, you know, yom holechachar laila. So, That's crazy. So we reverse it. Hachi kamar. Zarchas yom shabbos lekacho. Zachrel yayin biknisaso. Ein liyela balayla bayom inayin tamloma zarchas yom shabbos, etc. That's what's here in reference one. The mechilta doesn't do that. So the mechilta, but again, the mechilta we don't have. We'd like to have it. We don't have explicitly biknisaso b'tziyaso either. But the mechilta does have it the way the Gemara has it originally. Makasha, kasheve bracha, bikan omru, ein makash ala alayayin, yes, makash alayayin, bikinisaso, ein li yala kdusha layom, kdusha lalayla minayin, tamalomar, shmartem es a Shabbos. What does that mean? So that seems to mean that just like Shabbos, a 24-hour period, kamash malon, you could have kiddush at night also. Ein li yala Shabbos yom tovi minayin, tamalomar, ele modei Hashem. So even here, there's no, you know, we like to find it. There's no explicit Tanaitic Amoritic source that says black and white b'knisaso u'b'tziyaso. By the way, let me, since it came up, let me mention the Netziv here. So the Netziv says, you know, he loved analyzing the neglected aspects of Torah Shebal Peh. You know, the Mechilta, Sifra, Sifri, the Shiltos. So this Mechilta seems to say, Lachatchila, the main Kiddush is by day. It's against the Gemara. So the Ramban, just had it yesterday, Ramban Allah Torah, Parsha Yisro says, you have to rework the Mechilta just like the Gemara does. Change the text. Vilna Gaon, in Agos Hagra, change the text. Instead of saying, Ein Li Yela Kedusha La Yom Kedusha La Yom Minayin, he says, no, have the text, Ein li el kedusha lalayla, kedusha layom minayin. The Tziv says, I'm sorry, we have to explain the source as it is. And the Tziv says, the Mechilta has a remarkable view that yes, the main Kiddush is by day. And he brilliantly explains as follows. In Hebrew, the word yom has two separate meanings. It's yom, a 24-hour period, by erev, by boker, yom echad, and it's yom, day as opposed to night. So he says that's exactly what's going on here. Zachar es yom ha-shabbos likacho. So you might have thought you only would have the Kiddush. Zachreyu ba-yom, right? And he quotes, you know, and then his Bekiyah starts going all of the Shas, saying, you know, the Gemara has, say, how do you know Yechayiv and Yom Kippur at night also? What do you mean how Yechayiv at night? The answer is, again, you might have thought day is only daytime, but that's the first premise. And the addition is Balayla. He says as follows, etc. And he says, Umi Braisa, the Mechilta Zu, very interesting. Nisyah said a lot of Minhagim, and then he quotes an amazing Marami Rutenberg. Now, I don't know how to explain the Marami Rutenberg in any other way. He says like this, of course we pass in like our Gemara, not like the Mechilta. So the main Kiddush we do is at night. Just, God forbid, someone is sick, whatever, you're in the hospital, whatever it is, you come home on Shabbos, you'd make Kiddush. But there is evidence that Marami Rutenberg was choshesh for the Mechilta. How would we choshesh Mechilta? According to the other word by the Netziv, to make sure you have in your tefillos Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim and Maaseh Breishis, which is the sheet of the Kolbo. And here's the amazing Marami Rutenberg. I checked in the latest edition, it's there also. Fus Prag Simin Nun Dalit. Maran Brook had a lot of chumras. It says, "Vagam his ana beis yomim shel Rosh Hashanah." Again, so it's a question. What does that mean? Does that mean 48 hours straight? Whichever way we go, we're gonna have problems. But does it only mean on the daytime? But then the number says, "Vekidesh bebeiso kidusha rabba." Va'omar hatam Lefi shehu de'oraisa. What does this mean? So the Magen Avraham says this text, the way we have it, is absolutely impossible. Because, no, not de'oraisa. At night is de'oraisa. So at first, l'chor, you have to say that he was fasting at night also. That's the and both nights. Again, Rosh Hashanah is 2 days. So you have here, in Magen Avraham, Simin Tov, Kuf, Tzadi, Zayin. You have, it says as follows, talks about if somebody made a neder to fast every Rosh Hashanah, does he have to do it again for the rest of his life? So, he mentions that Maram was Misaneh. Says, Tov Kuf, Tzadi, Zayin, Tzipkan, Gimel. Also, Bishubis Maram, or Maram, his Aneh. Okay, then he says, V'kiddush v'beiso kiddusha rabbah, v'omar hatalvishu d'raisa kalashono. So Magen Avraham says, this is impossible. V'ayin reish perikas, v'anon k'ayim alon, shuhud rabbanon. If you yotze kiddush at night, alright, that's the d'raisa. Yes, we have a second kiddush called kiddusha rabbah, but that certainly is only midrabbanon. Okay, so the Netziv says, but according to me, we have a mahalach in the Maharam. Because, yes, we pass in Me'ikar Dina like the Gemara, not like the Mechilta. So the Kiddush we make is at night. But according to the Mechilta, the Lechatchila Kiddush should be by day. Where do you have that? You have, and again, and now he combines it with this other vart, that the day that the Kiddush, whatever it is, whether it's by night or by day, is Betfila. Then he quotes the Kolbo, and the Kolbo, and we said, you have the Nusra of Zecher, the Tzias Mitzrayim, and the Maisa Breishis, so that's Pshat in the Maharam. So the Maharam, with all his Chumras, was Choshesh for the Kolbo. Go back again to the Kolbo, Simon Lamed Hay. So the Kolbo was the Shita, the Maharam, half of a fella. In any event, so this, of course, is only a Kiddush idea, not Abdullah idea. In other words, we have that. Right. Okay, so if I could go a little further, yeah. So when he comes, Okay. So I want to discuss, if I can, the case of Yontav Rishon and Yontav Sheni, which is a lot of fun with Kiddush and Abdullah. So. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right. The cold ball. Right. The. I mean. The. Yeah. You have the cold.
Only in the Nusach
Sfar.
No. Friday night. No. You get it in Magen Avos. No, so that goes back to the other thing, right? No, he makes it because the Kolbo actually holds that the post. No, that's a good point because the Kolbo holds that the post Shmona Esrei by Hulu and Magen Avos. That's like the Chazaras Hashatz of Shabbos. Yeah. Right. The what? Yeah. He says, Right. Yeah. Okay, so I'll just have finish the coffee and then I'll continue.
We can go on for 2 minutes.
Okay, so I want to discuss. We mentioned if we have the equation between Kiddush and Yontif and Kiddush and Abdullah, you're gonna have a problem because it follows. Saturday night, when Yontif is Sunday, so you have Yak Nahaz. You have Kiddush and Havdalah, and both are Daraisa. The question is, what happens, let's say, on Shavuos? When Shavuos, I mean, meet Daraisa, you could have a Shavuos on Friday, and then Yontif. So we do not make Havdalah. Why not? So the Rashbam and Psachim and Kuf Beis gives a very interesting moshul. It's like when, you know, like the colonel leaves and the general or the king comes, so it's not appropriate to say the lower level officer is leaving. All you do is mention the arrival of the king. So Yontif, he uses some military term. Yontif is like the general, and Shabbos is like the king. So the Enoch Bracha, who was a Revival Salvation student, Rav Leib Pomeranchik, raised the following question. If you don't go like my Rebbe, if you go like the Magid Mishnah, so you say Kiddush on Yontif is only Drabanan, then you say Havdalah on Yontif is also only Drabanan. So whenever you have Drabanan, it is possible and indeed appropriate to say, you know, Haim Amru v'Haim Amru. But if you're going to say it's Doraisa, I don't understand. Again, if the equation between Kiddush and Havdalah according to the Rambam is absolute, they're both Doraisa. And the equation between Shabbos and Yontif is also Doraisa, and that's absolute according to the Briskers. So then why in the world don't we also make Havdalah Friday night when Yontif goes into Shabbos? Yeah, Divok, I thought that was a very strong question.
Maybe
so,
the equality is not transitive.
But you don't see it. By Yak Nahas, you don't say that. No, by Yak Nahas, you need a separate nosach.
I'm saying going from Yom Tov to Shabbos, maybe the Kiddush of Shabbos is considered like Havdalah.
What? I'll tell you what he says. So by Yak Nahas, you have a nusach, you know, of Kiddush. You have a nusach of Havdalah. So there, we don't say that. So why, Taka, don't we have two things also? He claims as follows. He says that, I'm not sure if this follows with your transitive thing, but he says as follows, that maybe the din is only when you're going down. So in other words, what is Havdalah? Havdalah isn't just, see, by Shabbos, the Rambam says, it's separating the days before it and the days afterwards. But, so it goes like this. So, Yontif, right? The Havdalah of Yontif, or any Havdalah, is when you go down. So from Shabbos to Yontif, you're going down. From Yontif to Chol, you're going down. So that, right, but then you'd have to say, which is still, might be a little bit of a stretch, that's implicit in the Din D'Oraisa. Maybe not. That's the problem. So you know, in other words, so others feel that this question is so strong that you should go back to the Magid Mishnah shot that Yontif B'chlal is only Drabanan. Okay, so that's also a very fascinating idea. So now we have a new conceptual thing. What is the nature of Havdalah after Yontif? Is it simply we're being masalik from Yontif, or it's we're going down to a weaker level? Okay. So Harv, there's so much more here, but I see the new speakers here. So whenever I speak on this, I always end up focusing on different aspects. This is the first time I really got into the Siv a lot. Okay.